Volunteers combed the county last night to find out if there are still more than 7,000 people living on the streets. Many fewer than that were counted in January, prompting this recount. A woman named Kimberly sat alone on a curb in downtown Tampa, saying she hoped the effort would help people like her.
I just try to, you know, get shelter when I can, fill out applications. I'm trying to go back to rehab. I eat lunch at Trinity where they feed the homeless for lunch. And I just try to, you know, make the best of things.
Do you think that you get the help that you need if you know where to find it?
Sometimes, but it's rare. It's like a struggle.
The Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County already conducted a count in January, but they suspected many people were missed. Coalition CEO Maria Barkas said the problem was likely that the homeless count done in January coincided with Gasparilla.
For that reason, the whole community was turned upside down. So even while the count was going on that day, we got numerous reports that places where homeless people would normally congregate were empty, and some had even been posted no trespassing.
Groups of volunteers cover all areas of the county, even places not known for their homeless populations. But still, Barkas said the numbers this year just didn't seem right.
Suggested that we had about half the number of people homeless on our streets as we did in 2011. And we checked with our providers who provide shelter and who provide meals, and had them go back and look at their records from 2011 in January and compare whether they had seen a difference in the demand. And they reported back that there was a slight decrease, but nothing like what we got in the count.
Volunteers counted people without homes from about 4:30 until 8 in the evening. The Homeless Coalition CEO expects the results to be closer to 7,000, which is how many people considered literally homeless were discovered during the 2011 count. Barkas said even though the agency could have planned the first go-around a little better, the recount won't cost the agency too much money.
Well, it's a big investment of time, and we're not redoing everything. We're not redoing the phone bank. We're not redoing the doubled-up count. We did a vulnerability survey of the chronically homeless. We're not redoing that. So it is a commitment of resources, mostly time and the volunteers' times, and that's the main cost, really.
The initial homeless count included an in-depth series of questions and also counted people who are staying with friends or family who are at risk of becoming homeless. The coalition calls that doubled up, but the recount focused solely on those who have taken to living on the streets. Homeless Coalition volunteer Joel Peach said a lot of people he spoke with hadn't been homeless for long.
But the number of periods of homelessness seems to be around 3 or 4 lifetime, maybe longer. Some of the people have been out on the streets off and on. That seems to be the predominant thing.
Results from the biannual homeless count are sent to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. The information is used to plan future funding and service needs, but many in Hillsborough's homeless population don't trust those intentions. Peach said a lot of people don't want to answer questions because they're afraid the information will be used against them.
Well, I think some folks have that impression, and based on their experience, they either think that this is going to be a helpful process or it's just a matter of counting people so that they can get eliminated off the street.
The agency expects to get results of last night's count sometime next month. In the meantime, the coalition will weed out duplicates in the count to ensure their results are accurate. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.